Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you. We have an amazing show for you today. Before we begin, you need to head to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. The reason why is that this podcast is a high IQ podcast. This is not for low IQ individuals. If you're a low IQ individuals, you need to listen to other stuff and people who are talking about what's going on. Meanwhile, we've told you about all this 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Why? If you wake up and you understand what's happening, you are actually in a war. It's a civilization war between two powers, two ideologies, two belief structures, and they're all fighting for all the marbles. That's right. Who's going to control all the resources, all the technology, all the people? In this war, I'm pro-USA. So the U.S. industrial complex is at war with a hidden communist conspiracy, and I detail it on theawakener.ca and on this podcast, and you can understand what is going on. So let me explain to you one more time. We've been over it many, many times. It's really, really easy to understand once you kind of see this hidden narrative and this hidden media thing that's happening, okay? There's two sides to this war, and I'm going to detail it. So if you want to go actually on YouTube, if you want to go to the Devil Dog Gamer, the Devil Dog Gamer actually does like a complicated AI thing where he has like a war game where what would happen in a nuclear war between China and the United States of America. And it's, it takes all like kind of the US missiles, the Chinese missiles, all their kind of submarines and various networks, and it has this nuclear shootout for you. I'm going to tell you what the casualties were for the United States of America, 3.9 million. And you're going to say, oh my goodness, that's a lot. Well, China had a death rate of 250 million people. Now, the reason why this happens is if you do any research on weapons of war, and you go all the way back to what this submarine called the USS Narwhal. The USS Narwhal was a test submarine for what's called convection cooling systems, which was implemented in the Ohio-class submarines. This technology, which was unveiled on the Ohio-class submarines, the Soviet Union, Russia, and China have zero match for it. Ever since the Ohio-class submarines came out in the late 70s and early 80s, the Soviets knew they could never beat the USA in a full thermonuclear exchange. So let's go back in time. Let's go back to the 1980s. In the 1980s, America was fiercely anti-communist, like what's happening now again. You're seeing a complete change, right? People thought communists were horrible people, and they are horrible people for a number of reasons. They believe revisionist history. They make up lies. They believe that they can be lazy while everyone else does all the hard work, and they don't believe in any sort of Western values, which is made strong. Look at all their nations. All their nations are crapholes, right? Look at Iran. They have no freedom. They're crapholes. Do we want to become like Iran? Absolutely not. We don't. So if you understand the war and understand the battle, the Soviet Union was forced to collapse to save itself because they could not beat the USA in this exchange. And then in the 60s and 70s, when Vietnam, when all this stuff was happening, the Soviets knew that if they didn't do anything in a 50 to 60 year time, that they would be finished. That is, the Western world would have them. The USA was whittling away all their territories while the communists had no answer for it. Hey, do you want to press that nuclear button? Do you want to do a nuclear war in response to us whittling away your territories? Because if you do, we're guaranteed to win it because we have technology that you don't. Now, if you understand that and understand the basis for this, the Soviet Union collapse was aided by the globalist people, George Soros and crew. And if you do any sort of research on your own, you'll understand that he was the one who sold the lie, and they all sold the lie to you, that communism was over when in fact it's not. What has happened since the collapse of the Iron Curtain? Well, our enemies have gotten much stronger while we've all been asleep. Number one, look at China. China had a GDP in Canada's the same size in 1989. Now look at where they are. Danger. So all this has happened. The globalists has fed the Western world poison, preparing it for its collapse, doing all these fake wars, dragging the US into fake wars to fatigue it out instead of investing in education and a bunch of other things. And at the very moment of empire collapse, George Soros and his crew and his government all told you to vote for this guy called Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the Soviet plant put in power to defeat the US network. And he was put there for a plethora of reasons to start a war where the U.S. complex would take the destruction. Now, you're going to be like, how is this possible? The U.S. has the Ohio-class submarines. Now, the communists have their weapon system much different than ours. They take over through internal revolution, which means they seize government in violent confrontations that happen by embedding the enemy well ahead of time. And then this revolution happens. This revolution happens when things go south. And how would things go south in the Western world? They would go south through the electrical grid failing, for example. When the electrical grid fails, mass chaos happens, society collapses, there's no army vehicles, no police vehicles that work, and an internal revolution or seizure by the communists can be undertaken by the people that they've embedded. And then they can say, hey, we're in charge now, and we're in charge of your Ohio-class submarines now. There's nothing you can do. Make sense? So the enemy, going all the way back to the Soviet Union collapse, let's go back once again. The Soviet Union and Russia and Putin and all these people who are all involved in this and our government hatched a plan to take out the USA. Now, this has to be done by breaking the Outer Space Treaty. So we're going to go back to all our nuclear testing in the 1960s. In the 1960s, the USA was doing testing and the Soviet Union were doing testing, and they both came to a conclusion, oh my goodness, EMP weapons, or these satellite nuclear bombs, are the most devastating weapons ever devised. Now let's shake hands and sign this treaty called the Outer Space Treaty, and we will no longer do it to each other. Well, what happened? The USA abided by this treaty. The Soviets did not. They, in fact, during their collapse, helped weaponize Iran and North Korea with miniaturized nuclear technology, aiding their nuclear programs and aiding their space programs, preparing for this monumental moment. But there's a problem. The problem is, when you use a nuclear weapon for a cause, any explosion leads to this debris of radioactive material. Now, if you're a very smart scientist, you would take this material and you would analyze it, and you would know exactly where in the ground that this material came from. So there's a problem. The communists cannot use these weapons without consequence of action. That is, if they get caught, the US, what does it do to them? Armageddon. You die. So to avoid Armageddon and to reduce their risk, what do? They put a plant in the White House to procure the U.S. fissile material and its transportation over to Iran and North Korea so they can get away with murder. Oh my goodness, something blew up in the atmosphere. Something blew up here. It wasn't us that did it. It was the U.S.'s stuff that did it. It wasn't us. You can't nuke us back. Understand? To transport the U.S. fissile material outside of America, you can't just put it on a boat on Florida and send it over to Iran. It doesn't work that way. You have to negotiate the ability to do it through a plethora of regions, number one of which is Canada, transporting the U.S. fissile material through Canada and then on to Europe and to Ukraine. Oh my goodness, Ukraine, and on to Kazakhstan and Iran and North Korea. Now, what if everybody found out that Zelensky and crew were all working with Russia? That's right. What would you feel like if George Soros and crew, after the Iron Curtain collapse, were then setting up the final revolution to happen in Ukraine, which means all these Ukrainian oligarchs, Kolomensky is one, Zelensky's buddies, were all working to finance this war, to give Russia advanced technology like hypersonic missiles and stuff ahead of time, and they were laundering the U.S. money and a bunch of other factors. What if you knew that Zelensky and Putin were acting out this war and people were dying, and there was no need for it other than to keep the truth from coming out? That's what's happening today. So in this method of war that people are seeing with Trump and Canada and all this stuff, once you understand this war, this tug of war, you understand exactly what is happening. The Canadian government is involved in mass treason, right? It is. Mexico also involved in treason involving the cartels in China. Why is he talking about Greenland? Why is he? Trump is a miracle communicator in a sense that he's telling you something. Look at Joe Biden. Let's go back in time. Let's look at Joe Biden's impeachment. Well, that never happened. That was Trump's impeachment, actually. Trump was impeached for Joe Biden's crimes. Now, everybody had to learn that Joe Biden was a corrupt asshole, right? Before that, nobody ever thought that Hunter Biden was corrupt. Nobody ever thought that Joe Biden was corrupt. Everybody thought they were wonderful people. What happened? Trump started talking about these people were corrupt. And then the system, the information system, then told you and verified to you that they were actually corrupt individuals. Now, what is Trump talking about? Greenland, Panama Canal. I'm going to need this. The reason why is because truth equals war. The Hunter Biden case leads to a Pandora's box case, which means our government working against the U.S. complex. Once people realize that, it's a game changer. The way we vote, the way that our enemies war game us, the entire world is literally about to change in front of your eyes. And it's all going to start very soon. Anyways, go to theawakener.ca. That's all for now.